At 86 years old, Bill Kugelman is one of Tucson's oldest living Holocaust survivors. He endured 6 years in the concentration camps and forced labor camps of Auschwitz-Birkenau and Landsberg. The memories of that time are still painful for Bill, but every few months, he tells his story to some of Tucson's most troubled youth. Laura Markowitz brings us the story.
Getting into the Pima County Juvenile Court Center's detention facility, otherwise known as Juvie, requires you to show your ID, pass through a metal detector, wait to be buzzed through two sets of locked doors, which are controlled by a juvenile detention officer who is watching you on a surveillance monitor.
To me, this is fertile soil.
Bill Kugelman is a white-haired octogenarian, former owner of a chain of shoe stores in Tucson. He's also a Holocaust survivor. Every few months, he comes here to tell his story, which is remarkable because Kugelman hates to talk about the Holocaust.
For, I would say, easy 30 years, my own family never heard me tell the story. It's torturous for me simply to talk about it. That's why I don't do it. Unless I can really do some real good.
It was other survivors who convinced him that it was important to tell his story to young people so that they would know what happened. Kugelman joined the Jewish Federation of Southern Arizona's Survivor Speakers Bureau, and he started speaking at area high schools. But after a while, he decided that privileged kids couldn't relate.
Why they don't know the harshness of life.
But that's not the case with the youth at the Juvenile Detention Center, which is why Bill Kugelman keeps coming back. On this particular Monday, around 80 young people between the ages of 12 and 17 march into the room and silently take their seats. They wear beige uniforms. They face forward, no chatter, no cell phones, no windows to stare out of. Alert detention officers line the sides of the room, watching.
There is a special reason that I come to see you. You, of all the people, will probably understand and feel what I have to tell you. I was born in Poland, near the Czech and German border, maybe like Suarita in Mexico. That's how close I was. The Germans invaded Poland. It took them 2-3 weeks. They wiped out the military. I was a 15-year-old kid. My mother sent me into the center of the country, and I was arrested. I thought they'll shoot us. But I didn't care. I was 15 years old. Who cares what happens? I wasn't any different than you are. Who cares?
You know, when someone has a gun to your head, you know, you're just like, you're just standing in fear.
Esteban is 16, tall, with a friendly smile.
You have no reaction. The fear is taking over. You're just, like you said, you're numb. You don't know what to do.
A couple of days later, they let us go. What reason? I don't know. I came back home, and you were given an identification card. It was a big J for Jew. And you wore a star, a yellow star. So you were easily identifiable.
I don't think SB 1070 is a fair law because it's pinpointing Mexican Americans, and it can relate back to where he was a kid, you know, pinpointing on Jews.
After that, they started grabbing people and sending them to camps in Germany. I was in Auschwitz-Birkenau. The first thing we came in, they stripped us naked. There was a bunch of officers and the infamous Dr. Mengele, with a flip of his finger, you lived or died. If you put you to the right side, you were in the gas chamber. In the left side, you will stay alive. just with a finger, you lived or died. Me and my brothers were sent to the left side. They showered us and sprayed us with I don't know what kind of chemicals. They shaved all the hair and they tattooed us. You lost your name. This was your name. And they gave us rags. From then on, we stopped looking like human beings, like a bundle of rags. That was our appearance.
It was way, way more horrible than my situation will ever be.
Nikki turned 16 a month ago.
No one wants to be locked up.
They send us to Kaufering-Landsberg. That was a death camp. Imagine you walk around day in and day out, starving, not hungry. You're way beyond hungry.
How could they be so heartless?
You stop being a person to them. You stop feeling like a human being. My oldest brother died in that camp. I didn't shed a tear. You become so numb.
In my situation, after everything I've been through, that's how I kind of feel. Like I don't have no feelings towards nothing. Like no sympathy, no nothing towards anything.
I didn't care. I live, I die, whatever.
He didn't care if he was gonna live or die.
Albert is 12 years old.
Right now, I do care if I live because I have so much life to go through.
You're young. You have a future ahead of you. I didn't.
If I do get out, I would feel very grateful for what I have at home. And I just hope.
Took a long time to start feeling again. When you start feeling, you say to yourself, why should I go around with hatred in my heart? I don't want to hate anybody.
He's a very strong person.
Carla is 16 years old.
He could survive those things, you know what I mean? And he's such a good person. He doesn't have anger and hatred.
It's not where you come from, but where you're going, where you wind up.
Bill Kugelman will be back in a few months to tell his story again to the new crop of young people in juvie. His deepest hope is that someday, when they're out, they will remember his story and make better choices for their future. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.